It's that time of the week where we get to hear these special few words from Chad Hartman.
Is that disruptive? It's going to be over quickly?
No. Not those words. Chad will use those later. I meant these ones.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
No chance. Yeah, those are the ones. Let's play Am I Wrong?
I'm going to have my attorney call you on that fake audio. What do we have?
It's 100% real audio, not altered at all. Just wish you'd finally admit it. But that's fine. There's a lot of people that in this world that don't admit to things that they clearly did. We're actually going to continue on pretty much a very similar topic, talking about crime, talking about violent crime specific to the city of Minneapolis. And for the second time, I believe it's just the second time in the history of the Am I Wrong segment, the committee voted, in fact, just yesterday.
Are we playing best ones again?
No.
Best
ofs?
Nope. Okay.
No, we've done that multiple times. Believe me, not just once. We'll be hearing more of those. The committee has welcomed a guest Am I Wronger.
Really?
Yes.
In person?
Not quite.
Oh.
Not quite. But we have their audio.
Halle Berry?
They were kind enough to put this on tape.
Oh.
And this person was kind enough to address crime in Minneapolis, violent crime specifically, and a way that this person didn't generate this idea themselves, but said they've heard it being discussed as a way to possibly cut down on crime and mitigate such things. Here we go.
A great tool to de-escalate is bubbles.
That's right.
Literally, bubbles. And I haven't seen this yet, but apparently if you got a whole bunch of people that are looking to cause trouble, if you put bubbles out there, it's really hard to look tough when you got bubbles floating around. You're thinking I'm joking. I'm actually not. It's a bubble machine. And the people that are looking to cause trouble decide, I can't look tough and be around these bubbles. And so they disperse. It de-escalates the situation. And the people that aren't looking to cause trouble love bubbles.
There you go, Chad. Bubbles. The greatest unused crime-solving and crime-stopping tool that police have yet to put to use.
Am I wrong?
This is a great example of a story that we were going to talk about day after day after day, and we needed to, and it was on me, because I found the audio from, it's Nick Halter with Jacob last Saturday, I think.
I believe so.
And he says to Halter, I just heard about this. If anybody believes when an actual serious crime is taking place that one of the options should be bubbles, they should be fired. Okay. I don't want to see in any manner, oh, my God, guns are drawn or a fight is breaking out or something. And I know we'll do. Let's try the bubbles. And so are they off there just each with the standard, you know, I don't know, do they have the bubble machine or are they traditionalists? They just blow it right out the mouth.
I would hope they have the machine, but also you've got the ones.
I'd like some Pyrus, too.
Yeah, you get the things, you know, you can make the giant bubbles. That attracts some attention.
So are we really saying that some of the areas in downtown, especially in summer, when, again, the same people are causing the issues, that we think they're going to disperse or they're going to be friendly now because bubbles are all around them? Is that what the mayor is trying to convince us of? Or that people have told him, so he's now going with this?
I think it's a working theory. They're workshopping it, Chad.
Okay. Where do you stand on bubbles overall? Over, under, proper?
Well, there's a lot of different forms of bubbles.
Okay.
You mean just the bubbles that you can blow? Are we talking bubble bath, bubbles the chimp? What kind of bubbles?
Bubbles the chimp. Who's taking care of him after Michael?
I'm a little worried about how
he's
doing these
days.
Yeah,
I don't know. And did he have any access to the propofol? that would not be good.
No.
The big giant bubble machine. Where do you stand on that?
Messy.
Kind of fun, though. Bubbles are kind of fun.
Yeah, well, see, the mayor said that.
Yeah,
for those that aren't causing trouble, everyone loves bubbles.
Yeah, but, I don't think it's going to dissuade one criminal from stopping her or his intent to commit a crime.
Are the police going to have
Shocking.
Extra bubble juice in the cruisers for when the machines run out?
We haven't reached the levels we want, but we have an untapped corporate sponsorship with Bubbles R Us.
Perhaps they can have, like, did your kids or have, like, the bubble mower?
You know, yes,
the lawnmower that shoots
sure.
the bubble. My
Love
kids
it.
Had. I had that.
I had it too.
Perhaps all the officers can be fit okay. with a bubble mower. They can run around downtown
so,
when they see stuff going on,
like
uptown,
10th, 11th, Hennepin is an issue.
Sure.
So in other words, some officers going to come up and they're going to be traditional. What's going on? Let's break this up. Meanwhile, other officers mm-hmm. will have one will have a bubble machine, and one will have the lawnmower. And try to just fit in as the bubbles are going up. Don't draw any attention to the officers for what they're doing. But all of a sudden, there is just going to be a happiness about the criminals now.
Yeah.
Does it last or is it just while the bubbles are in play?
It's a very good question.
Thank you.
I think that's still to be worked out. But I think you could actually dress them also incognito as park workers. So they're just across the street,
right.
you know.
Yes.
Well, that guy's just mowing the lawn. That's all. Where are the bubbles coming yeah. from?
Because there are a this lot of people fun. Mowing the lawn on 11th and Hennepin at like 1:30 on a Saturday night.
You got to get it done.
Yeah. Bubbles. 48 past 2. More Am I Wrong? You can chime in at any point. 651-461-9226.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dave, among the headlines, New York Post. I've had sex with 480 people this year, but I'm very picky. I make men fill out an application form.
Is that the blonde gal that was trying to go for like 600 something?
I think so.
The Post is very enamored with her.
They are.
That's where there's a story about, you know, where's the countdown yes. at every 2 weeks?
Yes, that's right. She's dubbed Australia's most sexually active woman. Congratulations.
I should hope so.
I mean, she's very picky. I mean, okay. What's next?
New headline. Chad found a new way to take away time from
marriage. I did.
Well done. Well, I saw this.
I'm actually looking for the application process, what I'm doing. Hold on here. Well, thanks.
Good luck with that.
Passing strongly.
Another headline. I think I even maybe saw it in the Post this week. Should you let your dog sleep yeah. in bed with you?
Yeah, we need to even give more time for this. Maybe we'll get back to it next week. Let's keep going.
It was a Q&A piece, the opinions of three experts, all who happen to be dog trainers, including Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer okay. himself. As expected, the experts agreed the consensus. It's just fine. It's getting good for the dog to sleep in bed, which is absolute lunacy if you actually care about the sleep and health of the human in the bed. Dog hair and drool everywhere. Frequent waking up just so they can spin around and lay back down, barking at the wind at 2 a.m.
Don't really sound like a dog lover here.
I love dogs, but you know where they can sleep? In their own darn bed.
Am I wrong? 100% right. Not even up for debate. And you might say, you know, your dog, let's go with a dog name I just came up with, Bubbles. Your dog is sweet and tiny and is off in the corner. Even that dog is probably annoying too. No, love dogs. Life is better. We don't deserve them. We're going through some dog trauma at the house right now, which I am very, very bummed out about. But no, dogs have that. Buy them a nice sweet bed. Cushions. You want to give them some trazodone to help them sleep. You want to give them a blindfold.
You do that.
You can all do those things. Human bed, dog bed, we don't come together.
Big distinction right there.
Yeah.
Getting the temper.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
I'm here for distinctions. You are correct.
Thank you. Feels good to say that, doesn't it?
It's rare. I mean, so.
All right. I got one more for
seasonal.
You. Seasonal. This one drove me nuts a little bit this week.
Yes.
Two instances. Not everyone who rides a bike, scooter, you know, motorcycle. They're all going to wear a helmet. I get that. But something I saw twice, I do not understand. Sunday, a man on like a Kawasaki kind of crotch rocket sort of bike, not wearing a helmet, but the helmet strapped via bungee cord to the back of the bike.
What's the point then?
Tuesday, walking towards my car downtown, woman on one of the scooters, in traffic, helmet dangling from the handlebars.
Well,
wear it is one thing, but to own the helmet, have it with you, and still not wear it, it's the greatest combination of laziness and terrible judgment the world has ever seen.
Am I wrong?
I guess the only part of that I have an inquiry about is the one on the scooter. Could she also be arriving downtown on her motorcycle? She wears a helmet on the motorcycle, and she's where the motorcycle helmet will be stolen if she keeps it by the motorcycle.
Well, she was on the Rentham Rhyme scooter.
Yeah, I saw somebody today just buzzing
and
by me.
I can tell you no, because I see her almost every day as she passes me.
Well, then it's utterly ridiculous.
Yes.
And this is separate from should everybody be required to wear a helmet. We've delved in that one again. We probably should. But if you're going to have it with you, if it's on said motorcycle, when you're on the highways themselves,
yeah.
How many other areas are you driving on where it's more precarious? I don't have an answer for that. That was an excellent performance.
Thank you very much.
Very, very good. Henry Lake.
I credit Bubbles.
Is in for Jason. I don't know if I'll have any bubbles or not. Hey, Linda's Construction is great. Check it out. They can help you out in so many different ways. Have a great weekend, everybody.